If you want to register to vote in Arizona, today is the last day you can file your paperwork in time for the November election. KJZZ's Carrie Young was at the Maricopa County Recorder's Office to see how things were going and joins me now. Carrie, what did it look like? Lots of lines or pretty tame?
Okay, well, you have to think about what the typical traffic level looks like at the recorder's office when it comes to election business, especially. So when I got there, I talked to Elizabeth Bartholomew for some perspective. She's the office's spokeswoman.
I would say the majority of people registering to vote are online through ServiceArizona.com just because it's more convenient. It's just people like to do things online rather than actually come into the office.
She says on a given Monday, there might be one or two people maybe coming in to register to vote. Today, in the hour that I was there, there were at least 20 people that came in.
So that seems like a lot. Is that procrastination or are there other issues going on here?
That's a good question. So the website that Bartholomew just mentioned, ServiceArizona.com, was actually down for a good portion of the morning. So people trying to go online got an error message. Quite a few people did, actually, we've been told. It was something I heard one or two people mention in line. I didn't think anything of it at the time, but did check in on it when I got back to the office. And it does turn out there was an issue with the website. The Motor Vehicles Department did confirm the outage and said they were working on it. The good news is it is back up and running now. One of our reporters had to change her address and did successfully do that just a few minutes ago. Officials are telling us now that given the increase in traffic, the site may be slow, but it is working.
And you had a chance to talk with several voters while you were there. What did you hear from them specifically about why they came out?
Well, there were several reasons. I spoke with one woman, Damani Shaori, who recently moved to Arizona from Illinois. She said after thinking about the upcoming election and the fact that Arizona could be considered a swing state, she wanted to make sure that she was registered in this state.
I was going to do absentee from Illinois, but Hillary doesn't need my vote there. She needs it here. So I wanted to make sure I was able to cast a ballot in Arizona.
There were also people there who were changing their names and addresses. Others just wanted to confirm that they were in the system correctly, like Marisol Cubayala.
My husband was the one that told me we had to get out here and register. I thought I was registered, but apparently they can't find me in the system.
She added she wanted to make sure that her vote was counted on Election Day. And then there were several voters, including a man named Tony Gojardo, who said he wasn't planning on voting at all, but had a change of heart in recent days, especially after watching the last few debates.
I wasn't sure if I really was that impressed with either one, you know, the candidates so far. But I think it's an important responsibility for people, and I think you have to fulfill that commitment, even if the choices aren't ideal.
And what about today being Columbus Day? Has that impacted the process?
So, yes and no. It does impact the process because post offices are closed. It's a federal holiday. So if you had a registration you wanted to get turned in time, you had to actually bring it into a recorder's office because there was no way to get that required October 10th postmark on there. 13 of Arizona's 15 county recorders are open today despite the holiday. So that was partly why so many people were actually in the office today. It's also important to remember that there is another option, too, if you can't make it to a recorder's office or online. The Democratic and Republican Party field offices are accepting registration forms as well.
KJZZ's Carrie Young with an update on today being the last day to register to vote for November. Carrie, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.